It's time for Mike Detective, Unlicensed and Uninsured Private Eye, Episode 4, You Wet Your Knife.
Memory is a tricky thing. If you don't remember to use it every day, you get Alzheimer's. And then one day you realize you're pantsless in the middle of the Circle K while some Indian guy calls the 9-11 of phone numbers. 911. Well, today is the 9-11 of remembering things for Stephanie Client, because even though she was supposed to never forget, she did. And now I'm standing right in front of her, and her brain remains like my friend Marvin Trower's initials, MT.
You better let me go, mister.
You got it all wrong. Much like a rancher who hires a couple of employees during the busy season, I got two hands, and they're both holding on tight until you remember me.
Take a powder, creep, before I call a flatfoot.
Stephanie, use your stupid female brain, woman. You gotta remember.
Stephanie? I'm not Stephanie. Why, Stephanie is my twin sister's name. I'm Tawny. Tawny Nacho.
Why don't you have the same last name as Stephanie?
That's my maiden name. I hyphenated. I'm actually Nacho Client.
Why don't we change that? I'll take the case.
Huh?
Tell me what's going on, baby.
Oh, Mike, I ain't missing, but Stephanie is.
This is fucking trippy.
She hired another detective to find me after you got thrown in stir. After he located me, and quite easily, I should tell you, in an exciting tale I don't quite have time to go into now, he and Stephanie started a romantic relationship.
You're lying.
Smell my fingers and tell me I am.
Oh, no, it's true. It's all true. Stephanie, no!
There.
Where?
I'll show you. Don't step on it. It fell out of your eye and landed on the ground right there.
Stupid contact lens. Always comes out when I cry tears of rage. Now, is that story of yours gonna end anytime soon, or should I plan on being incredibly bored for the rest of my life?
A couple days ago, Stephanie showed up at my house with both eyes looking a lot like Stevie Wonder.
Blind?
No, black. Her boyfriend started roughing her up, see? She was so scared to tell anyone, because he's an evil, violent pig of a man.
Let me guess. Kelsey Grammer.
Out of all possible answers, the one you provided is a lot like Anthony Hopkins' new movie, The Right.
I don't like those billboards. Say, why don't I help you nab this asshole, free of charge? You don't want to mess around with these cops. They're more crooked than cops who were on the take. Besides, Stephanie was my client before she got taken.
You mean like that movie? The Taking of Pelham 123?
I don't think that's a real movie. Come on, I need you to take me somewhere. Luckily, I remembered where he lived, right there at 1122 Kelsey Grammer Avenue. We jimmied the door and took a look around, but sometime during the 6 months I'd been stewing, it had been cleaned out. His 5 Emmys? Gone. His Sideshow Bob costume? Gone. His ex-wife's irritable bowel syndrome medication? Taken. This house, it used to be filled with things, like possessions, but now it's as empty as a crack pipe passed around on payday.
You know what I think? I think just like Blues Traveler, you're giving me the runaround. And just like Aerosmith, I think you're crazy.
Hey, those are both great songs by great bands, but I'm here to tell you, toots, this isn't 1995.
Hey, it's always 1995 somewhere.
No, it's not. Shh, wait a minute. You hear that? Shh, do you hear that?
It's probably just some rusty old pipes.
Damn it, I'm not talking about your singing voice.
How did you know? La la la!
One day I'm gonna train that pretty little mouth of yours to make all the right noises. Noises like kiss, kiss, and smooch, smooch. But until then, keep it like the first word of the phrase shut up. Shut.
I hear it now. The knocking seems to be coming from underneath the floorboards.
We'll never figure it out. Let's go home.
No, wait. The knock is in a strange pattern. It sounds like Samuel Morse's code.
Hold on. I learned that code the summer I spent at Samuel Morse Summer Camp for Boys. Let's see if I can remember it. Yeah? Okay. It's your sister, and she says she's trapped in a secret basement.
Will Mike and Tawny find the secret basement? And how will they find it? And will one of them go to the bathroom during this adventure? And if so, can we listen in? I love hearing juicy farts.
Wait a second.
Join us next time for another episode of Mike Detective.
Okay, they will.
This has been an Earwolf Media production. Executive producers Jeff Ulrich and Scott Aukerman. For more information, visit earwolf.com.